Some death cab for cutie right there for you when we drive on KX93.5. So I told you we are moving What's on Tap to 1:30 each and every Friday. So I got Rob here with me from Laguna Beach Beer Company. How you doing?
Fantastic. Summer's here. Sun is out. It's Friday. Festivals are going full strength.
That's
awesome.
Got
some beer today.
I'm so excited. I see three sitting in front of you.
Yes.
Yes. So what do we got? What's the first one? Tell me about it. Come on.
Well, today's a momentous day for us. We have done our first canning run.
Wow.
And the beer we have today is our Tuava Guava Hefeweizen.
Nice.
That is a perfect summer beer.
Sounds like it.
And it's exciting. So we've done our first can.
Okay.
And that'll launch in the tap rooms here starting tomorrow. And those are 16 ounces and four packs.
Cool.
Can't wait. Perfect summer companion.
Mm.
And so let's give this a try.
Let's give it a try. Come on. Let's hear that. Perfect for a Friday, guys. I mean, I'm so excited to see this. So, it's very light.
Yes.
Very, very light.
The guava's present, but not overpowering. The guava's just there. It's hanging out.
Ooh. Oh, that's good. Beer. That is a great summer beer.
Beer with a little fruit in it.
Yeah,
you know?
Just a little bit. You get the hint at the end of the fruit. You don't get it all up front. You get it at the back end, which is nice. It's very light, so you could definitely... hopefully have a few. I don't know.
Yes.
What's this one running in at?
5%.
Okay, cool.
So,
too bad.
Good summer companion, beach beer, pool beer, patio, backyard, barbecue, anytime kind of beer.
Yeah, that's really good. Really tasty.
And our brewer likes to brew beer with some fruit in it, not the other way around. So you've got the presence. But
you know, I kind of agree with that because I feel like sometimes you get some and it's just all fruit in your face and you don't really get the beer and...
Yeah, it's kind of syrupy almost.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
More heavy. Not my kind of thing.
No thanks.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So what do you got going on this weekend?
Yeah. We got Reggae Sundays back on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
We have DJ Boxman and Bomb.com coming.
Nice.
There's some group events coming through. We have Spliff Vision coming next weekend with Reggae Runnings.
Awesome.
Sponsored by King Harvest Wellness. So we've got some cool partners down there. It's going to be a great time. Sun's out. Summer started.
Yeah, it's great.
We're done with the June gloom, right?
This is awesome to me. I know it's my first summer here, so I'm really getting to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
And my hair is not huge like in Jersey. So this is great. It's awesome to me.
So much fun. So stoked. Also, next week we're going to be closed on 4th of July.
Okay, good to know.
Everyone listen up. Closed. Come get your cans, your four packs or your growler fills before the big beach day on the 4th.
Yeah.
We'll be there the day before, ready for you.
That's awesome. So what do we got next?
Speaking of the beach, Main Tower.
Okay.
We all know the iconic Main Tower.
Yeah.
This is our Pilsner, German
style
Pilsner. And I figured this is one that you East Coasters tend to drink a lot of.
So then you mean I'm going to really love this one?
Yes.
Another really light
beer. The other
beer.
Ones that you've hated.
Yeah, I haven't really hated anything you guys have brought by, to be completely honest. Yeah. And, you know, usually I'm not an IPA fan, and your IPAs I really do enjoy.
Thank you.
Which is surprising to me because I don't. I really usually don't. But this one I think is lighter than the first one. Mm-hmm. No, a little bit darker. Maybe the same.
A little more gold.
Yeah.
Traditional Pilsner style, kind of a pale gold, but you put a smile on our brewer's face. The Pilsner is one of our favorites.
Yeah, I can see why. It's
very
a classic.
Crushable.
Yeah. You could... What's this one running at?
5%.
Okay, so I could do a few of these as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is good. I mean, definitely. I'd say either one of these are great beach beers and barbecue beers. Lots of stuff for the 4th.
Yes.
Can't beat that.
365 beers. You know, you really can drink these anytime.
Exactly. So I know that there's a big thing coming up later this year. Are you at that point yet?
We are. We're getting there. We are starting to plan our Summer Never Ends Festival, beer and music festival.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming in the fall.
Yeah.
Just far enough away from Labor Day after you've got a chance to relax, get our summer season back for the locals.
Summer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Always how it goes.
Smart girl.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got...
I grew up on the East Coast on the beach, so we had local summer too.
Okay.
I get exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Just different coast.
Being business owners, we love the local or the tourist traffic coming through, the transient visitors, and that's fantastic. But come fall, we get to have a little bit of our parking spaces back and our beaches to ourselves. And we are going to throw a festival for all of you Orange County residents or travelers that are listening.
Awesome.
Bands coming through, lots of breweries to taste some beer, an art element to it. But Laguna does not have a beer festival. So we're hoping to launch it and be something fun that you can look forward to every year.
That's awesome. I think that's going to be really go over really well here. Yes. And I know that we're doing some work with you guys on it, which is pretty cool. So look out for that.
Yeah, our buddies. Alyssa's going to help us pick some of the killer bands out there for you all.
Yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. Definitely a party worth going to. So we got, I know, one more, I think you said?
Yeah. This is the perfect segue because this is called Rocket.
Okay.
So you can call it music or not, but this was actually named after a mountain bike trail in Laguna Canyon.
Okay, cool.
Predominantly all covered in rocks, no dirt.
Okay.
So this is a double IPA.
Oof.
This is our...
That's going to be the heaviest, isn't it?
Yeah. Finished with the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
8.3% in this one.
Okay.
This one actually is our beer of the week.
Okay, cool.
So $5 for a 10-ounce pour of this.
Okay.
Just to showcase it and make room for some new beers we have brewing.
Okay.
Or in the process. We've got a juicy IPA coming down the pipe and a coffee-infused red ale.
Ooh, I love coffee.
Yes.
Everyone around here knows that that's like my thing.
I can't wait for that one. So we're trying to make room. Help us drink this beer.
Let's give this one a go. So I do appreciate you moving the time and joining us. So each Friday, guys, as you know, we are moving What's on Tap to 1:30, a little more of your afternoon lunch break. So it works out for you on your Friday.
It means it's 5 o'clock somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Join us.
You know, I expected this to be heavier. Mm-hmm. I really did. It's definitely the darkest out of all of them, but it's flavorful. It's not just hops in your face to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's what I feel like you get when you get an IPA, especially a double.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one's nicely hidden or layered in there.
Yeah, it's balanced well. It really is. So definitely I'd get this one before it's gone because really that's what it is. It's before it's gone and some new stuff comes and takes its place.
Please do. That's why we've moved it to the beer of the week to let everyone get their last few glasses of it. And as you can tell, it's a good beer.
It is a good beer. Three great ones today.
Thank you.
I don't know which one's my favorite.
Well, you don't have to have a favorite because there's so many to choose from.
There are so many to choose from.
What current mood are you in?
I don't know today. Well,
We're here to help with that. Our talented staff of beer tenders in Laguna will walk you through the menu and guide you.
That's awesome. It's always great to have you in. Thank you for coming by on this Friday. It's beautiful. It's perfect to kick this off for the weekend on the summer. It's great. So
thank you very much. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Come see us down in the canyon.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Have a great one.
Cheers.